This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Birdie attempt.
7-under.
Bryson.
That's a birdie. Moves into a three-way tie for second place with Scheffler and Corey Connors, who are in the clubhouse, both posting 68.
Oh, you know what that music means. As we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, we go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find Rich Lerner. Rich is an anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel. He is at Rich Lerner GC on X. And we always love talking to him this time of year. So, Rich, thank you so much for joining us on the Midday Show on The Score.
Layla, Marshall, great to be with you. That music puts us in the mood, doesn't it? There's no sporting event that I can think of that is at once so easy and chill and relaxing and all about the tinkling music and thrilling and exciting. And that's the story this afternoon. I mean, McIlroy just played a 4 or 5 hole stretch that defines the Masters. I mean, it was off the charts. The shot that he hit from the pine straw at 13, they'll replay for quite some time. He made eagle there. And it's game on. I just stepped out. He had 5 feet. You guys could probably tell me he had 5 feet at 15 to get to 6-under for the day. He made it. Okay, he made it. So Rory is all the way up to a tie for third and 2 shots back. And at one point, as he played, I want to say the 9th hole, he was 8 shots back. So he is right back in it. And we are set up for potentially an historic weekend.
We really are. I thought that all the movement was going to happen on Saturday. Well, because that's traditional knowledge, Rich. But here we were talking. Yeah, here we were talking 2 hours ago about how perhaps it was mental with Rory McIlroy. Perhaps after what we had seen in that first round that it wasn't worth discussing again. But my goodness, like, how do you put what his performance has meant today into words when it comes to just facing that demon of his and trying to get this done?
Well, I think Rory, if you listen to his interviews going back to the start of this year, it's a consistent theme. He is proud of his resilience. And if you're going to be at his level, meaning as good as he is, you're going to contend a lot. You're going to be there late on Sunday. That's logical. So if that's the case, then you're going to get kicked in the you-know-whats over and over again. You had better be able to take it at his level. You have to take the brutal losses. You have to take the criticism. You have to take the media scrutiny. Take it, take it, take it, and keep coming back. Keep lacing up the gloves. Go right back to the center of the ring and trade. It's. I think what made Mickelson so effective in the long run is that he did it with kind of a wink and a smile. He was willing to gamble. don't take that the wrong way. He was willing to put it all on the line for the possibility that he might win big, and he did. But he also fully understood in his line of work he was going to lose big. And I think that's, Rory McIlroy has sort of come to peace with that, come to grips with that. Lost in 2022 at the home of golf, of all places. I don't know if you remember that, at the British Open, we call the Open now. He was sort of carrying the hopes of the establishment. That was right as LIV Golf was starting to mushroom, and everyone knew that Cam Smith was going to make the jump to LIV. He hadn't announced officially, so it was kind of Rory at the ultimate, establishment home. We're talking about St. Andrews, the Royal and Ancient. And trying to carry all the hopes for those who wanted to keep the game, sort of where it had always been. And he lost. A year later, he goes to Los Angeles and the U.S. Open, hits a terrible wedge shot at 14 on Sunday, and he loses. He goes to Pinehurst and loses brutally, missed that putt at 16. And when athletes lose in this way, they build up strangely some goodwill if they keep coming back. And, I think that's where Rory is. He's on the cusp, of being a beloved golfer. He's the most sort of Arnold Palmer-esque of the modern players in that there's a heroic quality, but he's human. He's fallible. Just when you think he has it going. Today was a great example. He birdies two of the hardest holes on the golf course, 10 and 11, just magnificent iron shots. And then he hits one long at 12. He got a tremendous break, came out of a bush. He ended up saving par. But that's Rory, and it's in stark contrast to Scottie Scheffler, who's reliable, who's clinical, who's clean. Rory, you're always between hope and heartbreak with Rory. And I think, as it relates to not just what we're seeing today, but this week, he's carrying a lot of pressure. That's undeniable. For those in your audience who aren't familiar with the story, and I'm not, it's not hyperbole when I say it's potentially historic. Rory, if he wins this week, would become just the sixth man to have won the career Grand Slam, meaning all four majors, the Masters, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and the Open, or the British Open. It has been done only once in the last 59 years by Tiger Woods in 2000. You're a man for all seasons. You can play in all sorts of conditions. So the fact that only five have done it tells you, where that would put Rory if he should do it. He will be, if he wins, he will be the first bona fide legend of the post-Tiger Woods era. And not, there have been great players, don't get me wrong. Koepka with five majors, great player. Dustin Johnson was a great player. I think Xander will be a great player. He won two majors last year. But there's a difference between a great player and a legend for all times. That's where Rory is trying to get to. And that's heavy. And so that makes, what we're going to watch this weekend, I think, even more potentially momentous. And, Rory has teased us so many times before, only to let us down. But we're all buckled up for what we think is going to be a great ride. And there's no better stage for that than the Masters. It really is about, great holes. Think about 13 today, great holes, great shots, great players. This is the place where Tiger and Nicklaus and Palmer made their mark. So this feels bigger than your normal Masters. Every Masters has weight. This one feels like it has a little bit more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Rich Lerner on with us from the Golf Channel, anchor and reporter, and describing so eloquently the day that Rory McIlroy has had at 6-under through 15 holes, 4 birdies, and an eagle. On the other side, there was Justin Rose, who was at 7-under and the day one leader. Today, just 1-under. He's still on top, be it by just one stroke over Bryson DeChambeau. What is it with Justin Rose? He comes out strong and hard at the Masters. It's a tradition unlike any other, but unable to kind of hold on to that as the weekend goes on, huh?
Yeah, well, he's now let her share the lead after 18 holes 5 times. That's a record. He previously had shared it with Jack Nicklaus. His second round scoring average after leading in those 4 previous occasions was 74. So job done today. Shot 71. And by the way, Rose lost a playoff here in 2017 to Sergio Garcia. Rose is a fine player, has been for a long time. This is his 20th Masters. This is, you know, just if you're going to watch this weekend, just, you know, for background purposes, this is a guy who at the age of 17 holed out on the final hole of the British Open in 1998, famously. It was as memorable an exit from the amateur stage to the professional ranks as you could imagine. Beloved in England, you know, the sort of teenage sensation splashed all over the tabloids there, and he finished 4th place at 17, Mark O'Meara winning that year. He then embarked on a professional career and missed his first, I want to say, 20 or 21 cuts. And you had people questioning, what are you doing? You turned pro too early. He stayed the course and eventually became a U.S. Open champion in 2013 and has put together a strong record. He's borderline Hall of Fame. He also won the gold medal in Rio and golf's return to the Olympic Games. He's won on difficult golf courses through the years. He's just a tested, steady, borderline great veteran player who's now 44. And what he did today, we'll see if he employs a strategy this weekend, is he played a very conservative approach. He doesn't have the length at 44, not short, but he doesn't have the length of a McIlroy. But he played conservatively, and he putted beautifully. He pitched and putted wonderfully today. And, I would certainly, I don't know that I would favor him to win, but no one who covers the game would be shocked. Because as I said, this is a quality player, a guy, and he's been at a high level for a long time. He's a Ryder Cup stalwart. He's going to be a Ryder Cup captain. He is one of the better European players of his generation.
Rich Lerner from Golf Channel. We always love to talk to you during the Masters. And, you know, I was going to begin talking to you, by the way, about Bryson DeChambeau's day.
Oh, how about Bryson?
Yeah, here we are watching just this theater in action today on this Friday. And there's a lot to discuss on the leaderboard. But while we still have time, what was your impression of just Bryson DeChambeau's day and just moving up the way he did?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know,
it's still in progress,
Bryson,
I should say.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, look, Bryson has sort of carved out a brand as, you know, kind of the iconoclast, mad scientist, YouTube sensation. The way I describe Bryson is he's the most modern of all of the current professionals, modern in the way that he leveraged technology to improve, to hit it longer with his equipment, and modern in the way that he leverages social media and all of the platforms that are available. He's had over, I think, 1 billion views on his YouTube channel, you know, whatever he's doing. So he's something of a pioneer. He's had a transformation, not only physically, but I think in terms of his personality, and I think it was calculated, and that's fine. It was intentional. You know, Bryson could be surly 3-4 years ago, get into it with fans and with volunteers. And I think he determined that if he was going to grow his business, that it would be beneficial for him to be just, you know, lack of a better word, more likable. And that's fine. And I think along the way, he realized, and maybe in a transactional way, that he played better golf when he had the good vibes flowing from the crowds. And so it's a different Bryson. It reminds me a bit of the late, great George Foreman, who was at one point early in his career surly and became lovable George. And so all that aside, and we tend to focus on those aspects of Bryson's total package, all that aside, Bryson's a great player. And always has been. He won the NCAA title, a U.S. amateur title. He's won 2 U.S. Opens. The guy can flat play this game. And so, you know, no one is surprised. And I think, look, we're verging right now, and maybe we'll be colliding. I mean, could you imagine, and the sport could use it, could you imagine Sunday afternoon, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, and throwing a few others, mixing it up on the second nine late at the 89th Masters.
That would be the all-star team of what we've seen in golf.
Yeah, it would.
I think that's going to shape up for a Sunday for the ages, if so. Rich
yeah,
Lerner,
we're looking like we might get it, and you know that's sort of what everybody's been asking for, is to get the best players in the game together a little bit more often.
And how? Well, Rich Lerner, we always appreciate the time, your essays, your perspective, and just the way you put
Layla.
It together. So thank you for coming on with us today on the Score Meditation.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Layla Marshall, thank you.
No, we love it. It changes it up so much. It's a great style, and we always enjoy it. Rich Lerner, always great to talk to him, especially Masters Week, the narrator of the golf major in a way nobody else can do it, in my opinion.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.